The Sweet Potato Queen's first big-ass novel. Stuff we didn't actually do, but could have and may yet. Jill Connor Brown with Karin Gillespie. With love and thanks to the cutest and best agent in the world, Jenny Bent of Trident Media Group, who had the idea for this book and then nagged me relentlessly to do it. Prologue. Is a queen created, or is she born that way, making her entrance into the world with her hand curled into a fist as if grasping a teeny tiny scepter? I can only speak for my own self, but I think my queenly tendencies began in the womb, where I lolled around fat and happy, the result of the swiftest, strongest, and cutest sperm to swim upstream, and my mama's most excellent eggs. Before I was a year old, I learned to wave bye-bye, but did it in such a way as to be a precursor to the wave, the gentle, regal hand motion I've perfected after over 20 years of being boss queen of the Sweet Potato Queens. In family photographs, there's a self-assured twinkle in my eye. It's the gleam of a queen. If you study baby pictures of Queen Elizabeth, Cher, and RuPaul, you'll see the very same sparkle. In first grade, the teacher gathered all the little girls in a circle and told us to close our eyes so she could crown a Valentine queen. My body tensed in anticipation. That cardboard crown was mine. I knew it before I squeezed my eyes shut and felt the slight whoosh of air as the teacher placed it on my head. "Open your eyes," she said. "Greet your new queen." 15 pairs of eyes stared at me. "Jill, you look beautiful," said a classmate, obviously sensing the advantages to basking and cavorting.